Yeah, it's a great question. I've anticipated being asked. You know, they both competed really hard for the job. You know, as I told Jordan, you know, Jimmy played at a consistent level, as did Jordan. I really threw out the five or six plays Jordan had backed up the other night. I know Jordan was, you know, terribly upset about that situation. That really didn't come into the consideration. You know, Jimmy's played a lot more football in this league. He's younger. And I thought the competition was very close. But I thought, you know, at the end of the day, I think the upside for Jimmy, his age, his experience, and he came highly recommended to me from some people that I trust in Carolina, his ability to handle the adversity that he had in his first year, his leadership qualities. He stood up tall through a lot of tough times in Carolina, and gained the respect of his teammates and the team there with the way he handled himself in a very, very difficult year. So that plus performance plus experience plus youth were a lot of the reasons. If I can give you some content, it wasn't everything, but it was. And Jordan, he did a heck of a job. I mean, we really did a good job, I think, and Matt did, of giving the guys almost an equal amount of reps and opportunity. At the end of the day, it really comes down to how you feel about things, and you weigh some content there that I gave you to make that decision. And we wish Jordan the best. He not only competed hard, he really invested in our football team, emotionally invested. He coached, he shared, he coached other guys up in his position. He's a tremendous young man, and we'll look forward to him landing on his feet somewhere. Yeah, I think that I think he could give you a better answer than I could. But from my perspective, you answered the question. You know, he went through a lot of adversity. These quarterbacks, everyone's on an individual journey of his own. There's no two that are alike. And you know, Jimmy started out at a rough go. You know, he was put in a starting position. He was knocked all over the place, took a lot of hits, continued to stand tall and try to help his football team win. That's only going to help him. And then he was out for a while, had an injury that he had to work out and get through and overcome, and he's gone back to work. He's worked very, very hard to get in this place, and then he came in here and really worked hard to learn this offense, spent a lot of time. He's extremely detailed, extremely, and I think that really helped him get up to speed quickly to be a part of this competition with Jordan. Part of it is the decision is we had to make these moves to be able to be in a position to coach the football team the rest of the week and through the preseason. And that was part of the reason, but it wasn't the overall encompassing reason, but it was certainly one of the reasons. It always is when you get down to numbers. Sometimes you have to let guys go simply because the numbers work out that for you to be able to play the game the way you want to play it. So that's the reason for that. Fails is he's going to start the game. And we'll see where it goes. So I'd like to see him play a lot of the game.